Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends, on this Tuesday. Of all the animals God created, which ones fascinate you the most? Which ones make great pets? Which ones amaze you with their size or agility or beauty? And what about sheep? Have you ever spent much time with sheep? Why do you suppose the Bible has so many stories about or makes reference so often to sheep and shepherds? Today, let's stand around a flock of sheep and listen as Jesus explains some really significant things. John gives us the story found in the 10th chapter of his record. Jesus was still talking with the Jewish religious leaders who were chastising Jesus for giving sight to the man born blind, as we saw yesterday in John chapter 9. While I don't know for sure, I suspect Jesus was standing near a sheep pen, perhaps near the sheep gate in Jerusalem. Jesus then did, as he often did, using what was visible right in front of them to make his point. I suspect Jesus pointed at the sheep pen when he said, "Truly I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for the shepherd, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. He goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him, because they know his voice. The sheep will never follow a stranger. In fact, they'll run away from him, because they do not recognize the stranger's voice." John chapter 10, verse 1 to 5. While it may seem a bit obscure to you and me, especially if you've never spent much time near sheep, for the disciples and the Pharisees standing there that day looking at a pen full of sheep, it was crystal clear. Why? Because sheep and shepherds were then and are today a very important and frequently seen part of life in Israel and the surrounding nations. Everyone knew sheep recognize and respond to the voice of their shepherd. Why? Because the shepherd is with his sheep all the time, from birth till sale or death. The shepherd doesn't need a whistle or a whip to call or lead his sheep, only his voice. The sheep pens near the sheep gate in Jerusalem were filled with sheep from many different shepherds. Amazingly, if a shepherd of some of those sheep approached the pen and began to speak, his sheep would recognize his voice and quickly come to him. All the other sheep would fear the voice they did not recognize and run to the other side of the sheep pen. Now pause and ponder that. It should not be difficult for you to envision what I just described. Can you see the spiritual implications Jesus was making by what he said that day? Can you and I personalize it? Do you and I recognize Jesus' voice? And how do we respond? Jewish history was filled with biblical heroes who heard and responded to God's voice. Abraham, Moses, Joshua, Samuel, David, and so many more. Jesus, God incarnate, was here on earth every day speaking God's truths for the people to hear. Some believed. Many, including the Pharisees, rejected Jesus' words. Yet these Pharisees had dedicated their lives to be spiritual shepherds of the Jewish people. Their role was to teach the people God's truth and call them to know God, worship God, and live God-honoring lives. Yet the Pharisees were those leading the opposition against Jesus. Because they knew the Jewish holy books so well, these Pharisees were painfully familiar with Ezekiel chapter 34 and God's accusing words of judgment on Israel's shepherds, who failed the people by not leading them to God. God said through Ezekiel, chapter 34, verse 10, "I am against the shepherds, and I will hold them accountable for my flock. I will remove them from tending the flock. I myself will search for my sheep and look for them. I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down, declares the sovereign Lord." Ezekiel 34, verse 10 to 16. These Pharisees knew those scriptures, and those words frightened them. But their hard hearts refused to personalize either Ezekiel 34 or what Jesus was saying to them that day, as recorded in John chapter 10. So let's pause for a moment and consider how God views your role and mine as shepherds for our families or any leadership role you have. Shepherds are responsible to protect, nurture, lead, guide their sheep in safety, always watching out for the betterment of their sheep. That's a good picture of good parenting and grandparenting, isn't it? So how are we doing in both the practical and spiritual shepherding of our families? When you and I stand before God giving account for our lifetimes, how will God use Ezekiel 34 and John chapter 10 in evaluating how you and I have shepherded those people God drew to us under our influence? Jesus continued by saying, "All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but I have come that they might have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." John chapter 10, verse 8 to 11. Oh my! All of them had seen good shepherds who put their lives on the line protecting and caring for their sheep, and they'd also seen hired hands who cared nothing for the sheep, knew very little about tending sheep, and paid little attention to the sheep, putting the sheep in great danger day and night. All eyes turned to those religious Pharisees in their fancy robes. Everyone knew most Pharisees were prideful, arrogant, egotistical, insensitive, legalistic, authoritarian men who spent most of their time demanding the obedience of the people rather than caring for the people as God-honoring shepherds. So Jesus continued, "I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." John 10, 14 and 15. Once again, Jesus was claiming his unique relationship with God the Father, and again Jesus declared he would give his life for those people who would believe Jesus to be the Son of God and believe his words to be God's truth. I have no doubt everyone watching this scene could feel the tension. Each person was contemplating what type of shepherd they had been for those over whom they had influence or responsibility. And everyone was looking at the Pharisees, considering the contrast between them and Jesus. But what did Jesus mean by suggesting he would lay down his life for his followers? Of course, we know what happened to Jesus that Passover Easter weekend, and we understand the significance for our world of his atonement, death, and resurrection. But as we close today, we each must ask, is Jesus my good shepherd? And how do I describe the relationship I have with Jesus? What difference is that relationship making in my life today? Do I recognize and do I follow his voice? And I'll be here, ready to meet with you again tomorrow.